Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. Mm-hmm. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Love in Hip Hop Atlanta Recap, episode 362, Baywatch. I serve as your humble and also gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's recap. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your love and hip hop, love and hip hop recaps, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Just head to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. I am back with my good friend Sasha Joseph, you know, the host of Mess Magnets, and we are here to dissect episodes 22, 23, and 24 of season 11 of Love in Hip Hop Atlanta. And of course, with any podcast with me and Sasha, of course, we talking some love and hip hop. And of course, we're talking some nostalgia from us growing up and first concerts. We're talking Bambi and Carly Red and so much. So listen, let's get into this week's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta recap.
It's a man who, it's a menu, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a menu, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
What is going on? We are back. It's been a couple of weeks, but we are back again here covering Love and Hip Hop Atlanta season 8?
11.
Episode 11. It's been a long time. Season 11, episode 22, 23, and 24. I am joined by the host of the Mess Magnets, my friend, Sasha Joseph. How are you feeling?
So good. So excited to be here. I feel like we had so much to get into, but life got in the way. So here we are. Listen, right. As a toxic queen, I feel like this is my episode. Like, I'm so excited to get into it.
I am excited. I feel like episode 22, I had a lot to talk about. And all of the episodes, I think maybe the biggest highlight for me in episode 22 was when we got to talk about Bambi and Zell getting arrested.
Yeah, this is like your time to shine. Because you've been waiting on this for a while.
And I've been waiting
to show it. Are they not? What's going on?
So, you know, I want to say last summer on the TikToks or the TikTok and the Instagram streets, we saw that Bambi and Zell got arrested. And this episode, you know, it was very somber. You know, it was almost like, you know, somebody had passed away.
Yes, a funeral.
We're getting these reports of the story. Now, I believe a portion of the stories that we have heard from Zell and Bam are true, but I don't believe the story that we got on the screen. So allegedly, they were at a club.
Mm-hmm.
They brought a friend. The friend got a little intoxicated and was acting up, and they tried to control her, and that somehow led to Zell getting arrested and Bam getting arrested. Now, I seen the video of Saucy Santana pumping out that club, right? Something more happens.
Like, and they're talking, you know, about Zell, this person bit me, and that person, like, what do you mean that this was just us holding one person back, or like this was a simple misunderstanding? I know your lawyer said that.
Right. Okay. Hopefully not the same lawyer that sent this, that wrote this season to Mama G. Hopefully not that same lawyer.
The most cheese looking season. This is so many holes. Good Lord.
And so it just is. For me, the even more funny part was that Carly Red was pulling up to the event as they were getting arrested. But again, I did appreciate Bam being like, the reason why she got involved and got arrested was Zell was getting into it with the security and the police. And, you know, with, you know, Black men and police, the altercations don't always end up correct. And so Bam says that she interjected herself because she was just like, I can't let this go down. And so they got arrested.
Yep.
I just feel like it's a little more to that story. But if this is what you want us to believe.
Sure, Jan. That's me.
Sure.
Because there's no way, right? Like, there's no way that high-profile people at a club are getting the cops called on them if they're not being messy. Am I wrong?
And they're getting arrested, yeah, right? Like, it's like, I assumed that maybe somebody in the club tried something.
What I thought, too. Yes, I agree. I didn't realize it was literally between them. I thought someone else tried to start shit.
Right. Like, so you telling me the people you brought with you.
No, that is the worst kind of night, right? When your friend brings a friend and that friend is an idiot and causes all this drama. No, you pack it up and go home immediately because you know that the vibes are not going to be good.
That's why I feel like anytime somebody invites me out, who all going, okay, is a very important text to send.
Correct.
And it just it doesn't add to Bambi's storyline this season of, you know, Scrap divorced her. He's at the BET Awards with Diamond. He's going on dates with Erica. She's feuding with Imani, with Mama D. She has to get lawyers involved. And now you're getting arrested because it's starting to look like you might be the problem, Bam.
We can quickly also go maybe to then episode 24, right? Because Bambi does eventually confront Mama D. And there's a lot of buildup on it, but like, whatever, right? Like, it's basically them just regurgitating the story to each new person they see. Nothing special. But then they finally have the confrontation. You can tell they rented this gazebo at the park. You know, everything's all set up. Bambi says blah blah blah, you know, here's the thing, here's my diploma from a University of California, blah blah blah, right? Like, great, it doesn't matter where you got a degree, she has a degree, amazing. Mama D rips it, okay? And then this is where you know Bambi's a mom, because have you ever seen someone on Love and Hip Hop just like try to slap like an open face hand, right? Like, it wasn't a punch or like a let me grab something. It was like I ought to slap you. I was like, that's a mom. Cause like that's how my mom used to give me the like, what'd you do?
But see, it when Bam, that reaction from Bam for me was like, maybe that is a real degree, because that was such
100%. I agree.
Jerk reaction. But also, it's like, I don't know. I feel like my diploma from college, it was a little bigger. But
it depends on the school. Mine is smaller. Even my master's, but yours is smaller.
Yours is in a little like case.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just, I was like, I literally see my case right here.
It's but not,
you know, you can call the college and just get copy. So I'm assuming.
But why wouldn't you have it though?
No, I'm just assuming she bought the copy because Mama D is sus. I mean, it was thick paper, so I beg that was the copy. And that is not the one they mailed to you, you know, how many ever days later.
I was really hoping that Bambi and Mama D would get on the same page, mm-hmm. though, right? Like, I feel like at Mama D's coronation birthday party, where yes. she decides to extend an olive branch to Bambi. Like, I'm like, is that how you extend an olive branch, though?
She said, "Who I know y'all are on the gram, and I know Bambi's on the gram because that's where I stay dragging her. So now you can post it on the gram because I know she follows me and my whereabouts. So let's get this done. But Jock, with the line of the century, Bambi might be allergic to olives.
Right. Like, I don't think that's she didn't get that tree mail, Mama D. And it's like, a part of me just hopes that some of this is just antics for the show. But a part of me feels like with Mama D, because I've been following her enough to know that it's not. But I agree with Bambi in this situation where it's just like, Mama D, you're doing a lot, sis. Like, you really are. And it's like, this your son relationship, not yours. Like, worry about Curtis.
And Curtis was there, by the way. Yeah.
And we got to see Curtis. Yeah, yeah.
I literally put that in my notes. I was like, Curtis is here, baby.
Curtis was there at the all-white party. But again, it's like, sometimes it's that, like, that man's mom in these relationships.
No, hashtag boy mom. Hashtag boy mom. Oh, it is a very particular set of people. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with it, but I do. And it's horrendous. It's horrendous. And trying to get the boy to wake up to the fact that you have a hashtag boy mom. Pain.
I feel like they love it, though, because I feel like my mom is a boy mom, and maybe not with my personal situations, but I do have brothers. And sometimes I'd be like, but you know your son, right? Like, you know, like, but you know your son, Barbara. So,
Miss Barb, come on, please.
But, you know, one thing about, she gonna ride for her son. It's like, you know, they have.
Oh, yeah.
The smoking gun, their hands is bloody. And they're like, no, I didn't do anything. I just woke up.
No, they'd be like, which girl, you know, which Jezebel got you to do this? And I know my pure son wouldn't do this. It must be some Jezebel that just lured you with your feminine vibes.
Yeah, it was crazy. Another situation that happened, I want to say maybe in episode 3, was Jock and his bonus daughter. Now, yes. And he has his wife, and they were married. Then they took a break, and then a baby popped up. And so his wife is, you know, accepted the child, but does not want to meet with the mother of this said child. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't agree with Jock's wife because I feel like if the roles were reversed, right? Like, mm-hmm. I understand Jock's baby mama, because, you know, he got a couple of
number
them.
5, yes.
I feel like I want to know who is caring for my child. And you know, so on that aspect, I get it. But also, it's like, I do agree with Jock's wife. Like, I don't want to meet this woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll love the baby, but not her. But I also thought, like, and this was at Jock's birthday party. And so they get into an argument. And so she starts calling the baby moms all types of names. But I'm like, but you know, the baby is right there. Like, you know, like.
And it's not like a 6 month old that can't comprehend what you're saying. Like, this is a full like human that has like comprehension skills.
And it, for me, it's like there's no way that that animosity that you have with that mother is not trickling down some way, agreed, shape, or form, agreed, to the child. I was just curious to know like what the mother's thought was on this after the episode aired, because it's just like, you can't have that much hate in your heart for me and then say that you're going to love my child. Like, I'm sorry. I don't believe it. Like, you could not like her. You could maybe not want to meet her. You could make sure you look great and you got mm-hmm. your heels and your stilettos and you look great when you meet her. But I absolutely think that if you're with Jock and you continue to be with him, then this is a part of being with him.
I don't know that I fully agree. I'll say that. I agree on the part that like they should have one meeting. I think that is correct. I think they have to meet, because why would you send your child to stay with anyone, even for 30 minutes, actually, not even an hour. Even if it's 30 minutes, you have to know who your baby or your child is with, especially when it was such a like weird space, number one. Second, stop having kids with Jock. Everybody. Every single person I'm talking to, this is ridiculous. Stop it. You know who he is, right? Third, I think that Kendra isn't wrong and that like she doesn't need to have a relationship. But I do think that, again, like I said, for the well-being of the child, right, they just need to at least have met once and set some ground rules. But Jock is so crazy. I don't know why anyone would want to be with him. Am I crazy? Like, why is he having babies with everyone but you?
Yeah, I mean, Jock ain't never really been my cup of tea. But, same. I mean, he is an attractive, like, I could see the allure, but I don't necessarily get it. But, again, for me, it's like, and Jock very clearly says that, like, he's trying to get this relationship with his daughter.
Yeah.
He travels a lot. He's not there a lot. And so 9 times out of 10, most of the parenting is going to be coming from Kendra. And so mm-hmm. it's like, for me, where I'm going to have to disagree with you is there's no way mother to mother, woman to woman, like, we're going to have to at least be on a text thread. Hey, baby coming over this weekend. She had a cough. She like,
This is Gabrielle Union, like, very much said this, right? She's like, he had the baby, not me.
Well, that is true. That is true. But maybe for me, like, you're not. I get it. But I just, especially when the child is just so young.
Yeah.
That's no,
like, I do. Like I said, I think that you have to have at least one meeting. That's not negotiable.
Right.
But I also don't think you need to be her best friend. That's all I mean.
I think bestie.
Yeah. I just think that Miss Jock Westie has unrealistic expectations of what's going on.
So, also, I mean, because I kind of thought Jock was appropriate here. Now, the red flag for me was, it's the baby mom.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, girl, why are you pushing it so hard? Why, it's like, for I'm me, seeing. It's like, now, if that is Kendra's issue, then maybe I agree with it. Because it is giving a little, like, you're doing too much, sis. Like, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it was you or me, but, like, I guess when Jock met up with her for the play date, I still got flirtatious vibes. Like, I still got, like...
Well, he might, like, fall into the next woman and have a baby. We don't know. It's Jock. You're talking about Nick Cannon. Come on. This man. Okay. Be serious.
Yeah. So, again, what I love about Love and Hip Hop is it's a mess. Some of the storylines are a stretch, but this particular storyline for me, I was like, or I should even just say Jock.
Yep.
Right, because
yep.
with his mom and just seeing that, and with this dealing with the children, it is really the most like realist, and I think the most that people honestly can get from it. So I appreciate this.
Yeah, and I think it riles the people up the most, at least in my house, because tell me why this, my husband and I like watch Love and Hip Hop. We have for, you know, since the jump, but anyway. It's so funny. He literally got up after the Jock and the first, so in episode 22, when they're arguing at the bowling alley, and he's like, No, but this is a child. He's like, this is not a storyline. Why are people doing this for a storyline? This is such low human behavior. These people can't get it together. And he is just going off about this. And he's like, there is a baby sitting right there. And these idiots are just like doing this for camera. So you're right. This storyline really got the people going.
But I also feel like, to your husband's point, stuff like this happens in real life without the cameras.
Correct.
So for me, it's like, I'm like, I don't love it, but I also feel like, I don't think Kendra acting. I think Kendra is standing
on business. Yeah, he's just like, why is this on camera? And I was like, it's Love and Hip Hop, babes. Like, this is why we tune in. Like, what do you mean?
This is what we're watching.
Yeah. Like, Karthik's literally like, cut the cameras, dead ass. And I was like, no. What else? We got to do that. So, yeah. Anyway, and we do end this storyline a little bit where Jock tells us he's being honored at City Hall, But then it turns out they've rented out City Hall for his little performance for his birthday. And then that was it.
And do you call it renting out City Hall if you're just on the steps out front?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was inside City Hall at least when they started performing. But why? Why City Hall? Because at Mama D's birthday, agreed. Because at Mama D's birthday, we saw the actual county person coming and being like, this is now Mama D Day, blah, blah, blah. Atlanta didn't do anything, right? Like, there was nothing.
You paid Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta didn't pay you. I was so confused. I was like, what do you mean you're being honored? And the next thing you know, it's just like a concert at City Hall.
A concert with one song, though.
Oh, my God. But it was such a banger, so I can't even.
I mean, no, listen.
You're like, yeah, play it again.
I'm not even mad.
Yeah, it's like, okay, play it again. I remember when it came out because my track team had shirts made that said, meet me at the track. It's going down. Why are ninth graders having these shirts? Don't ask me.
I just remember that song just because, you know, I'm not the most dance full person, but I could.
Correct. Oh man, listen, me, an immigrant, right? I'd been in this country 6 months, I think, when that song had come out. I was like, oh, this I could do.
Right.
I don't know about this other stuff y'all are talking about.
I never could get the Soulja Boy. The Soulja Boy was a little too loud.
Yeah,
we could get that, but
yeah, we had sleepovers where we actually had to like practice all of it. Yeah,
were you guys watching YouTube?
No, I think like it used to be on like BET, right? And MT, like when all those like videos used to come on, so you should just watch it forever.
Okay. Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you remember the box?
Yes. Oh my God.
That was like the smartest, but also like not the smartest thing ever. Because I used to always wonder if nobody calls in the number to request a video, what do they do?
I mean, there's a fake like request, and the request right. is from their family members. But we, I don't think we used to call the box, but we have called like other, like we call used to call our radio stations to be like, we want like this.
Girl.
Yeah. And then they used to like hear a bunch of teenage girls laughing. So I don't know if they ever played it, but.
So maybe I'm aging myself, but first of all, I used to stay calling the radio. Like I had used to have the number or redial.
Yes.
And like they would like call it number 10. And then sometimes when you get through, they would be like, you're calling number 3, call back again and try again. And I used to have, I'm really aging myself, but it was like cassette players. Or like I used to have like cassette tape, and then I wouldn't have the kind that like were recording. So you have to put tape over the end of them so that you could record. And I would like try to like record myself on the radio.
See, a podcaster even before his time.
Listen, I saw Destiny's Child for the first time off of winning Survivor tickets to see them. Okay.
That is so cool. We always call the never one because everyone came to Oklahoma. Like literally, I've seen everyone in concert because it maybe it was a stopover. I don't know. But like those little summer jams that they used to set up. Oh my God. I never won a ticket. But I was like, Mom, please, you move me to this country. This is the least you can do for me.
This is culture. I need to get this culture.
My mom was like, what is this music you're listening to?
Wait, time out. Would your mom go with you, though?
She has to one concert. This was when I moved to Texas for like a little bit. And like, I didn't have friends or like I did. But like, it just wasn't the same as like my Oklahoma friends. And I did get concerts to my 16th birthday to Chris Brown, front row. But it was like in another city. And like I said, I didn't have friends in Texas like that. So my mom was kind enough to go with me. And when I tell you, Chris Brown was the end. It was Baby Huey, Hurricane Chris, Monica, which was great. Monica was fine. And then like all these like dirt, like Southern rap. And my mom is like, this is what you fucking listen to? Like, what? You're 16?
First of all, the fact that y'all was front row, okay? I just
missed it. Mrs. Sweat fell on me right here. It was the best day of my life.
Wait, what fell on you?
His sweat. It was the best day of my life. Okay, I know now. I'm talking about when I was 16. So it was 2000, whatever. Okay, please be serious. I was in love with him.
So, and I've never seen Chris Brown in concert. He's like, so good. I mean, people can say what they want about him, but I really do feel like he is one of our greatest male performers of like our generation.
Yeah. Like, he was, like I said, great performer. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
my mom was like, he dances like Michael Jackson. I was like, yes, Mom, that's the point. Like, because she's trying to relate to me, poor lady. Imagine this lady immigrated to America in her 40s. going to all these concerts.
And you got her in front of her. You got her in front of Hurricane Chris. Okay.
Yeah. The fun thing is, my stepmom got us the tickets, and she is my dad is not with her anymore. Was only 16 years older than me. You see, so that's where I got the plug, thankfully. Because she was this lady from the Bronx. It was perfect. She was like, oh, I got you.
Okay. Not you had a Kendra in your life. Okay, yeah. Look at co-parenting.
Oh, my God. Yep. So whenever I used to go to New York, I was like, I love Chris Brown. She's like, girl, me too.
She got the Chris Brown poster in your dad's room. Okay.
Exactly. Oh my God. But yes, so would recommend going to concerts with your mom. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
I'm trying to think what was the main storyline in this most recent episode?
Oh, that Carly. Of course. It's time. Okay. So let's start let's start at the start. So Bambi Bambi's storyline has been almost like a supporting character, right, for a lot of these girls, where she shows up to Amy's little photo shoot. Amy's regurgitating the same thing, guys. Like, we're not going to keep talking about Amy and Mozzie. It's copy-paste, rinse and repeat. But then she goes to Carly, and she's like, I'm single. I'm wanting to, get something going. Carly said, well, wait, rewind. Let me tell you what's going on with me. Okay, Carly, what's going on with you? Well, turns out Mr. 1501, who we know is doing dirt, because we know Meg Thee Stallion's story, hello, has been not only like texting someone on the side, but he has been sending them pictures of rings.
And it was so good the last time I saw you. When can I see you again? Are messages that Carly is finding in his phone.
And then he's just like, they're literally just going back and forth. And this man, the chutzpah that he has, because he's like, yeah, I mean, I will eventually drop all these people. But, I dropped them too early last time and it didn't go so well. And I was fully committed. So, it's just da-da-da. And he is so toxic because he's like, she's like screaming, you're lying. And he's like, there were some lies told. But I will eventually drop them. But I just want us to be serious. And I'm just keeping them around just in case. Can't you imagine?
Like,
I would light the house on fire.
And maybe I'm vain, right? Like,
no.
Maybe if you looked
okay, that's how I felt. But I didn't want to
look like how you look is like, yuck. My bigger question about them is, I feel like in these episodes that we have met him, it has been stated that Carly moved in with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then on this last episode, it made it seem like it was Carly's house. So tell me y'all just filming in an Airbnb and saying that y'all live together, because I'm like, this don't make sense. And then even when that episode when Carly confronted him and brought him food, I'm like, mm-hmm. Where is your furniture? Where are the dishes?
Like, where are the pictures? There's nothing. Like, you're telling me there's not one picture? Like, these are rappers, right? Carly is a influencer. In addition, of course, to being on Love and Hip Hop, you have all these photo shoots, ready pictures, and you're not going to print even one.
Where's your number one plaque of your dancehall record on iTunes? Like,
right? Be for real. But it's fine. I guess they want us to believe it, so we will. And they just like keep going back and forth. And then he goes, something triggered you. Let's talk about it. You what?
You like, how you gonna gaslight me like that?
But see, there you're right. Like, it's the Airbnb, because there's no knives to kill him with, because the Airbnb doesn't have it.
They don't keep it. And so, in true Carly fashion, she's like, I know my girl Bam is single and I know Nick Cannon's ex-fiance, because at this point, I don't even remember.
Don't say baby mama. Jess.
Jess.
Jessica, I guess. Yeah.
Jessica. So she puts this mixer together and she's like, you know.
No, because when I tell you no one can sell a dream like Carly can, because Carly's there's a reason Bambi calls her the Lakers of being engaged, because she did have 5 rings. Bambi's not Listen. Wrong. And this is how she gets the rings, because she's like, I have all types of ball players coming. I have NFL, NBA, da-da-da, and players, right? They're all coming. Okay, we show up, and this is not, what is under Temu, right? Like, this is the waste man, right? Like, this is... Right. This is bottom of the barrel. Like, they look fine. It's not even looks. It's just the vibes of all of those men. I was like, no, the vibes are not correct. And then
even the,
yeah, please go ahead. Ooh.
I was going to say, even the one that Bambi Alpha. Ended up liking, like, I was like, I'm confused as to, like, sure, he's attractive, but I'm just confused as to, like, if you're just trying to get a love interest, just so that you have a love interest, just say that. But it was Jessica. First of all, I knew something was off when she came in with that outfit. Like, the outfit for me was a little weird. But when she kept the hood on, I was
That's
like,
what's
oh.
it, and the glasses, you knew.
I was like, this isn't going to go really well. So then she ended up cussing out the guy that Bambi was with. But who cares about all of that? You know, Carly has this mixer and she brings a date. And for me, it's like her story of the date. She's like, oh, we've been talking for such a long time and this and that, and we met. And I'm just like, well, okay, Carly. And this man allegedly flew out to see you, knows you in a relationship. Like, listen, I want to be Carly Red. At some point in my life, because I ain't mad. And I don't care what anybody says. I know Carly got a lot of work done. She could be however old she wants to be. I still think Carly looks good.
Yep. She does. And she got it.
I ain't mad at Carly.
And she got it. Okay.
Right.
Period. Because she said, you're going to play me. You can't play a player, right? Like, you can't pimp a pimp, as Mama D says, because.
Okay.
She said, Bambi, I just need you to offload you real quick so that I can find my man. Because Summers right. has walked in. He's all right. I think Carly he's has okay. a type. Yeah, sure. Why
she
not?
She definitely does. I'm not sure how Jock fits in that type, but she definitely does have a type.
No, I think there's a type. Yeah, well, that's why I think Jock had her in a blender for so long. But I think that, listen, Life Jennings, like, I'm confusion with, but there is this like type of like alpha male that like can slap her and not physically, but like,
but just
has yeah. that like vibe of like, I'm in charge. I am man kind of deal. I think that's her type. So it's obvious why Summers, first of all, whose name is Summers? But anyway, Summers is here. And I said, Carly, this is how you get back. At Mr. 1501, right? And she was doing so well, Bryce, because he's here. They're flirting. They maybe went home together. Guess what? They went home together on camera. So, and that's all that matters, because that's right. all Mr. 1501 saw.
He saw more than that, because...
Ooh, it's so good.
They set up a double date, allegedly at his Airbnb, because he's not yes. from here. And mind you, it was... even more than getting back at Mr. 1500, Carly wanted to seal the deal, okay? And I love the fact that she was openly talking about it, like, yes, seal the deal, my sister. But they have this double date with Bambi and her guy and Carly and Summers, and, you know, they filling each other out. Then Bambi, or not Bambi, Carly gets a call, and she's got to take it.
Yep.
And it's Mr. 1500. And he's like, where you at? And she's like, I'm out with friends. And he's like, I've been blowing you up all day. You haven't picked up. She's like, what? I didn't tell you. I was like, he's like, where are you at? Like, show the background. And she's like, what? Like, nothing. And he's like, I know where you're at. And then here he enters in scene. Now, before we even, okay. So I want to hear your thoughts, because I have some selected thoughts about
Same. So, but I am answering this as a toxic person. I just want to make that clear. And I'm saying my reaction is, it is in the way of you blow it all up, right? Like, this is not who you're ending up with, period. So, because when he says, you are not a tracker, and she runs away, no, you stand 10 toes down. You're like, and? I have nothing to hide from you, babe. Like, come on in. Because he's like, well, it's dinner for five then. Yeah. Or it's dinner for three. I would have been like, pull up a plate. Come on. This is my friend Summer. You have to play stupid. Because why? Because he tried to play you stupid. So here's the hand we've dealt. So that's the problem. She had the upper hand and she gave it away. Idiot. Toxic clown behavior. Because what you do, Bryce, is you invite him. Right in. And then when he's starting to have an attitude, the best way to match somebody that is a gaslighter like that is you disengage. Oh. So you're just like, yeah, you're right. I did leave because you very much leave your tracker on because you do want him to find you. And guess what? You post it on Instagram. Stop. Right. You post Bambi and her man and then you stop it right here. So your man knows that there might be someone there, but maybe not. Pull up on me and check, right? This is how you breadcrumb them into doing what you need them to do. Then they show up. You like I said, disengage, right? And then when they start acting crazy, what do you say, Bryce? I was eventually going to let him go. Right.
I didn't know if we were serious.
I didn't know we were serious. You know, in my past, in my five rings that I had, like a Laker, I did let things go too early. Oh, I see something is triggering you, Mr. 1501. What's going on? And then you let him get pissed and leave. And then you keep on having your dinner like nothing happened. Why? Because he's going to watch the episode back fuming. But no, she gave away her power, Bryce.
Girl, so when Carly ran away, first of all, he talk about dinner for five. This is Summer's Airbnb, right? Like, this is Summer's house, all we know. When Carly ran away and when Bambi got up and was like, oh my God, all of this is happening. I was like, this is real. Again, this is why I love Carly on this show, yep. Because she's so extra.
Yes.
And I am watching and I'm like, oh, this is real. Like, my heart kind of jumped a beat because, like, Carly, the way she, I even want to say she like screamed.
She did out. And tried to get in the way. Yeah.
So then after Mr. 1501 makes his exit, I see he has pulled up in the production car. Right.
That's and I'm I just say, like, fake.
Like, that kind of pissed me off. Like, I have watched Love & Hip Hop for 11 seasons. I know how it works, right? But still, in that moment, I was like, oh. But when he got in the back seat of the SUV that they all ride and pick him up, I'm like, y'all need to do better. We should, like, they should have parked
Uber
the car
uphill. Right? Or, like, let him, just tell him, like, when you get back in the car, just get in the front seat and drive off, idiot. We don't know what his car looks like. But no, yeah, rookie moves.
Rookie,
but you know why
yes, whoever they the couldn't have runner him? Was.
You know why they couldn't have him in the front? Because he was drinking. You know they supplied him a bunch of alcohol. Just like they had done Scrappy that one time. Back in season, whenever, when the fight with Stevie J. So I just feel like they're probably giving him too much alcohol and he didn't hit all his cues that he needed to hit. But Carly did because she went from begging to the shoe. How she took out the shoe so fast while being wedged in between two cars.
And I also feel like, so it was fake, but I also feel like they also were like, we don't know what the hell Carly's going to do because her wedging herself in that car, I'm like, Carly, you're going to get hurt. But also a part of me is like, that's why they probably didn't want him driving because he probably would have
ran over her. Yep.
But also it's like, if you know it's a production car, then you're like, okay, then I get Carly's reaction a little bit more.
Yeah, also, then you can act a little crazy because right. they're going to kill the
but
star.
Again, that's why Carly has yet to miss a season since her debut. But my next question is for you. Like, girl, how are your shoes off? And girl, how does this man get your phone? Like, Carly, you are messing up here, Carly.
I'm telling you, why would you let... You had the upper hand. He came to you. You let him leave after you dragged... You were like, oh, shucks. You know, you just have to play stupid because that's what bothers these types of, like, people the most. Come on. Carly, let me help you be toxic, please. And then Bambi, right? Okay. I don't ever want a friend like Bambi. Can you please stop cheating on her? I would have hit her with my shoe.
It was Bambi for me where she was like, you acting a mess at this man. Like, we on a date.
Bambi's taking it so serious, right? And but the thing is, Mr. 1501 has to come back, right? Because Carly, you know, has lost all high ground. I'm so pissed at her, idiot. Like, I support women's rights and wrongs, Carly, but what are we doing here? And she goes, well, because he said, you deal with men with cheap jewelry. All she needed to say was, yeah, just like the rings you send those bitches. But no, she goes, you deal with prostitutes. Why? And then he goes, so did MJ, Michael Jordan. Huh? I hate when women use. Yes, please go ahead. No,
I was going to say, like, then she reveals to us, he's been cheating this whole time. So you knew, sis.
So you're not embarrassed? This is embarrassing. Like, huh? But that's like, yeah. The problem is you can't let them have the upper hand, and you had it and then you let it go with your dignity in that black car. Cause I don't. And then Bambi is just at the end.
And
why
didn't
you just turn? Yeah. Why would you throw your phone at him? Idiot. I'm telling you, throw your mic pack.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? There are so many other things you could do. But again, city girls are down, and I hate that for
We're
us.
Down. Okay?
I hate it for us. I'm tired of this. Put me in, coach. I will never let no. Okay, be serious. And at the end, Bambi just, why didn't you turn your location off? Bambi, shut up.
No, she was like, you got to start turning your location off.
Yeah. Like, why is Bambi taking this so serious?
Right. Bambi is triggered, okay? Bambi has gone through a lot. She don't have none of her friends. She tried to make up with Sierra. It didn't work out. This is all she's left with.
This is Amy Luciani's ass. Like, please, Lord. No, because I couldn't breathe. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can we talk about just quickly Mozzie? Apparently, Mozzie has gone back to his old ways, right? And Amy's like, oh, maybe this isn't the one for me. Because turns out, another break, baby. Because all these men do on breaks is have babies. So there is now a child in the mix. And not only that, he wants said child to live with them while Amy pays the bills. And then what do we feel about the gas station? Yes.
Okay, girl. Now, mind you, I have gotten some essential items. Of some of my past wardrobes outside of a gas station or a hair store. So I'm not mad at that, right? Like, you know, we love the hustle. Again, Amy, it's like, if we thought City Girls were down with Carly, it's like, Amy's like, you know, I gave you an opportunity to change. I've done this, I've done that. But for me, my thing to Amy was that when you moved him back into your condo, and he wasn't paying rent, and he was driving your car, what did you think changed?
Thank you.
And so that's where I kind of sort of agreed with Mozzie in this argument between them, where Mozzie was like, you know my situation.
Yep.
Like, yeah, she knows because She's paying all the bills and she's been fine with it until now. So it's like, I kind of was agreeing with Mozzie a little bit. Like, you knew my situation. So why bring me on here? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Chaotic got with Erica Banks. And so now Amy Luciani needed to get her get back. But literally, correct. Did she not know that she would have to pay for her get back?
No, it is giving so embarrassing, right? Like, Amy, stand up. And again, I support women's rights and wrongs, y'all. But I felt for Mozzie in this moment. This also felt real, right? The fight where he's like, I'm trying to do good. It's just we keep moving up because you want better spaces. And I can't afford that. And I don't think he's wrong. You can't live a certain life and want, you know, all of these great things when your partner can't afford it. And then be mad at your partner because he can't afford it. Pick a struggle. Pick a lane. It doesn't work like that. So I don't know. I was just like, do I buy out all of Black Love to support him? Because it really hurt my feelings the way, like, watching him, like, be so vulnerable.
Oh, it also was the way that when Amy Luciani pulled up, it was the guy on the motorcycle that had pulled up and bought something. Like, I was like, okay.
That's what I was saying. That would be me.
Thank you, bro. And again, I think that was real. I think that was real. But, and another thing that kind of pissed me off about Amy Luciani is, like, the things that, okay, so sure, you are upset about this child, but it seemed like you were harping more on he's starting to smoke again in the house. Girl,
did we share that wasn't okay? That's my question, right? Like, did we tell him that you can't do that?
And it's like, if you know the man smoke a little marijuana, girl, what makes you think that, like, I can look at his lips and his gums and tell you he ain't stopped. So.
I'm dead.
It also makes me feel like, well, girl, this is what your mom and your sisters have said the whole time that you brought him back.
Yep. 100%.
So I just, like. Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of felt for Mozzie in this situation because it's almost, again, now I'm almost like your husband a little bit, where it's like, you just brought this man on here so that you could get back, and then now you want us to have sympathy for you. Girl, I can't have sympathy for you if he ain't never been paying the rent since he came back. Now, he outside the gas station trying to get your rent money.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, at least he's trying, right? Like, he isn't some, like, random trying to just, like, mooch off of you. It just felt like she loved the idea of him more than him, because she's like, you were in stores, you were on billboards, and then I took you back. So what happened? You can't. That's so bad.
And then also, it's like, when you know the history of them. Now, they said that they were really popular YouTubers. And I would imagine that at that time, that probably was his main source of income, which, again, is you. So it's like, yeah, you saw him on a billboard when he still had that YouTube money. He don't got the YouTube money now no more. So, yeah.
And y'all broke up. Like, there's no YouTube. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I felt also that Mozzie was trying, and that I can see, again, how, like, a frustrated person, it doesn't need, like, gender actually doesn't matter. But I do think sometimes for men more than women, that, you know, it can be a little bit, well, I'm struggling to see my partner's success and I'm stuck. And maybe my success is fully or was fully dependent on my partner. So it's a bummer, but I feel like you either help him out, you know, get back. Like, maybe this Love and Hip Hop thing will help. I don't know. But I feel like you can't fault him because he's trying and he's not just sitting on his ass at home. He's at the gas station hustling. Oh,
not my the gas God. Station. Yeah.
Me going to Atlanta and being like, where can I find these shirts? I can't wear them, but I need to find them.
Can you imagine if you went to Atlanta and you went to the gas station and you saw Mozzie?
I think I would scream because I'm going to Atlanta for work. And imagine me yelling at my boss and being like, wait, I can't. I gotta get this shirt.
We gotta go support him.
My boss is going to be like. Heart. Yeah, just that's how I feel. Bless his heart, because there's nothing much we could say about it.
Nothing much. But there are some men that, like, you're right, do feel uncomfortable with having a woman that makes more than them. Clearly, it's not Mozzie. So we love that for him. But this has been your recap of episodes 22, 23, and 24. Sasha and I will be back, we promise, in 2 weeks, giving you episodes 25 and 26. Before we go, Sasha, what you got cooking that you can let the people know about?
Yes, as Bryce said, I host a podcast called Mess Magnets, which is a hot topics, celebrity gossip. You name it, we're talking about it. Over on Rob Has a Podcast, it's called Rob Has a Website / Mess Feed. That's where you can listen to it. You can hear it because we put out a Where's Kate Middleton? And guess what? In 2 days, the picture was out, baby. You're all welcome. So we'll be, Kirsten McKenis and I will be talking all things celebrity on there. And Chappelle and I talk Below Deck, also season 11, where we're getting into it, all right? We have guests that can't keep their liquor down. We have people that are drunk, acting a fool. Listen, you want to watch Below Deck. So you can either listen to us on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed, or you can watch us because we go live 3-ish Eastern every Wednesday on the Rob Has a Web. Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. So check us out there. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. Thank you so much for having me again, Bryce. Oh, so great.
Listen, always a pleasure. Thank you, Sasha. We'll be back. We'll be outside the gas station. Come find us.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.